Blog Talk Radio.
afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday night, the third Monday of the month of October. We want to just give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise on tonight for allowing us to see this Monday night. I want to thank God personally because on Wednesday, I had my birthday. I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your hosts here for Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, Ministries that's a part of Smile 3E. And we're here at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so excited about just God allowing us to share another day, another service, another moment. As I was saying earlier, I had a birthday on Wednesday, October the 16th, and I thank God for allowing me, giving me the honor, the privilege, and the pleasure of being in the land of the living. And I just want to say to all of those that wish me happy birthday, thank you so much. I truly and deeply appreciate it. So at this time, what I'm going to do is ask Minister Sheila Kaiser if she will be able to and if she's willing to pray with us and for us. And then when she gets through, I will be back with the word on tonight because I am your speaker for tonight's program. Okay, Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and happy late after birthday. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that's listening, however you can listen to the program, to discuss and to learn and to hear the words of God our Father and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I will always say I still cannot thank you enough. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of us. Lord, I thank you for I know if it was not for you, for your grace, your mercy, your love, we would not all be here. Lord, I'm going to thank you for each and every being on this earth for now, because I can only ask you for now, because I know some might have been here last night or yesterday, but they did not make it here today. But, Lord, I know you have them in your heart, in your hands, and have their family to understand that you are the answer and the only answer, and you can take and serve us all the right way. Lord, I need you to bless my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, uncles, aunties, every person in my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you to bless Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, and to all the evangelists, pastors, deacons, missionaries, evangelists, to all the teachers, the preachers, the deacons, the mothers, the sisters, and each and every child of God, I bless you, Lord. I bless you. I just ask you to bless them, even the ones that don't understand you, that don't know you, that need to learn about you, Lord. I thank you, and I thank you. I ask you to bless our government, to let them know that the wrong side is what they are serving, that they're only for one people when it should be for all people. God, you are for us all, and they should serve us all, not just one-sided. Look over the law enforcement to let them know to treat each and every one the same, no matter what your color is, no matter what your race, your religion, your sex, whatever it is, we are all here. There's no, we are all one color. We are men and women of God, and we need to be treated as the same, no matter what our health is. Lord, we know you can heal us, no matter what we're going through, job-wise, family-wise, all our aches and pains, Lord, we know you can fix us no matter what we're going through, and release us and to let us know that the devil will fool you as long as you let him, but to let the devil know he can go sit down somewhere else and leave us alone because we are your children. We are your sons and daughters. Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and to bless us all no matter what we're going through. I say finance, medical, just whatever to let us know that we need to turn it over to you and to get our answer and our life in order, because you can take us to places and show us things where there cannot be no other that can take us and show us and bless us and save us the way that you can. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for waking us all up today. Lord, I thank you for me. And thank you for everybody for now. But Lord, I'm going forever. Thank you for me and my family and people I know and I don't know. I just want to thank you and thank you that we can go to school. We can go to church. We can walk down the street without the attacks of these devil demons, hatred, angry, wrongdoing people. Well, we need your blessings. We need your safety. We need you more and more now. We need you so much more now. And Lord, we cannot thank and ask enough. I ask that you bless us and keep us whole and to let us know you are our life. You are the light. You are the right way to go forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Price White.
Amen. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement and for the prayer. We thank you for that. So let's get our Bibles, our pens, our notebooks, or scratch papers, whichever one you feel that you need to be able to take notes on tonight. So I'm going to come to you with three scriptures on tonight. The first one will be from Psalms 25, 1 through 5. The next one will be from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And the third one will be from Numbers 23 and 19. First, I will start off with Psalms 25, verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. So when I read that and I realized I had to apply that to my life, I started saying, okay, God, that say on thee, I wait all day. Well, we know God's words say be watchful as well as pray, and that we should pray always. So as I go through my daily life and things, whether I'm at work, at home, shopping, whatever I'm doing, I'm praying and I'm trusting and I'm believing and I just know God is God, that God is not going to not provide me with a way out or covering while I'm going through. God is just going to keep me. God is going to protect me. God is going to provide for me. This I do know. And as I was thinking about that, I had to also remember there is another scripture that teaches us as we apply God's word to our life. And I found that scripture is in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, we've said it throughout our life. Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't put the word in there. We just say we walk by faith, not by sight. Because once I realize that when I trust the Lord with my life, when I repented of all of my sins, when I decided that I wanted to love what God loved and hate what God hates, and to ask God to teach me to do those things, ask God to teach me his way. Because we know if God was anything like us, if God was one of us,
he wouldn't have patience. He wouldn't even have a will. Sometimes he would see us coming and say, hug in, what they want now. But I thank God that he's not like that. I thank God that he's God. I thank God that when I asked him to take some things out of me that I was aware of, as well as I said, God, clean up me and take out of me everything that you see that does not give you the honor, that does not give you the glory, that does not give you the praise. I said, God, take that out of me. When I look around and I use social media like everyone else, I try not to comment on or make a big deal out of what social media decides to run with, because I look around and I say, okay, I see people condemn this belief and condemn another belief, but I don't see people condemning the saints as small as they condemn other people. Let me say that in another way. America was built on Christianity. America was built on "In God We Trust." That's what America was built on. And when I sit around and I look at everything that's going on, America is trying to do anything and everything to get away from the Word of God, to get away from the way of God, to get away from what God's Word says his people should live by and what his people should bring up in their household, bring up in their livelihood, the way they should walk, the way they should talk, the way they should carry themselves. When I look around and I see that we are not praying for one another, when we are not praying for God to come ye, O Lord, when we are not praying that God takes control over our families, over our source, over our finance, over our life, when we're not praying that, we're praying for the biggest car and the prettiest car and the best car and the most expensive car in the neighborhood. When we're praying for the biggest house and the best house and all of that, when we're praying for that, when all we have to do is do what God tells us to do, and all these things shall come to pass if that's what God has for you in your life. God may have it for the next generation of your bloodline, or even the generation after that. We never know, but if we just focus on what God is saying for us to do, if we walk by faith and not by sight, when we know that I may not see what God is doing, but my faith that's down in me say, God, I thank you. Me and my sister, Apostle Alexa Cecilia Kaiser, was talking today about Apostle Sandra Thomas, how when she got sick and they sent her home and said it was nothing else we could do for you, in other words, they sent her home to die, God gave her 10 more years. So when you look at what the doctors say, what the courts say, what your creditors say, if you get on your knees and you get before God and you get in prayer, you say, God, what do you say? You know, if you decide to help God, you know it's going to come out messed up, because you're walking by sight and what you can do instead of walking by faith and not by sight. When you sit back and look at a lot of things that's going on social media, and I see you passing that around more than you would pass around the daily scripture, or more than you would pass around something that would bless somebody else, that lets me know you are caught up. And what social media says, that has become your new way. Because the Word of God said there's nothing new under the sun. When you start applying God's Word to your life, when you start applying God's Word to your situation, when you start applying God's Word to everything that's attached to you, you will start being able to see that you are truly walking by faith and not by sight. Because one thing I do know and one thing I have learned in this life is that I may not see God. I may not even feel God's presence around me. What I mean by that is in the natural. I may not know that God is standing around me, that God is holding me, that God is covering me, because I'm trying to rationalize it. But one thing I do know, when I walked into Christianity, when I walked into asking God to be my salvation, asking God to be my Lord, asking God to be my Savior, asking God to be my Redeemer, asking God to just be Lord in my life, when I started walking in that situation, in that direction, in that faith, I started understanding that I walk by faith and not by sight. You know, I hope I didn't say that a little wrong or you would get a little lost or confused, but I'm trying to say so much in the short time that I have. When I understood that God had told me when I was a little kid that he loved me, I was in church and we learned this song that says, "Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, 'cause the Bible tells me so." When I learned that song, I believed it. I believe that Jesus loved me. Because when I think about where I grew up, and I think about where I lived, and I think about the places that me and my sister Cecilia used to go to, and I think about how we used to be on the CTA, and how we would go over to Aisha YMCA that was on Larrabee and Laverne, and Ogden, over by Cabrini Greens. When I think about how we used to go over and the gardens, and how we used to go over to the different projects and play volleyball and play softball and play sports, just go to these different areas. We would be on the bus, and sometimes we loved this restaurant called Terry's that was on the corner of what was that, North Avenue and Larrabee. We loved going to that restaurant, and we would eat, and sometimes we would just have money to catch the transportation one way with a transfer, but we needed to go another way. We would walk from, just say, North Avenue and Holman all the way to our house, which was, that was like 1,500, 1,600 north, and we would walk all the way to 200 north, which was, and it was 3,500 west. When I think about that, we not only had to have faith that God would cover us, but we was walking by faith and not by sight, because we knew that our mother and our family was praying for us, even when we wasn't, smart enough, I would say, to pray for ourselves. When we was hanging out, like I said, in those places where we was going to and not thinking that nothing was going to happen to us. You know how when you're young, you think you're going to live forever. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me and my family, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of things we used to do, we used to go out and we would go to these different dances and people would get shot sitting by us, standing up over us, in front of us. Just people, just things was happening to people, and it was like a hand or a hedge of God, love and protection that was around us, where no harm came nigh us, no harm came near us. We never got jumped on. We never got beat up. We never had nothing stolen from us. We never was in a bad situation that we did not be able to come home safely. I thank God for that. I thank God that he made our mom some promises. I thank God for all that he's done for us growing up. And I thank God for, see, I'm not talking about right now, because I'm still thanking God for yesteryears. I'm still thanking God for before. I'm still thanking God for back when. I'm still thanking God for that before I could even come to right now. When I think about all what God has done for us, when he covered my nieces and my nephews, my great nieces and my great nephews, when he covered our family, our aunties and uncles, cousins and friends, next door neighbors, when even though we had dogs, when God even covered our dogs, I thank God for all that he's done for us. I thank God for when he covered our father, when our father was sick and was in the hospital for years, God covered him and brought him out where he was able to take care of himself, take care of his family. I thank God for that. When I think of all the things that I put up before God, and I think of the things that me and my sisters have prayed and asked God for, when I think about how God, what if he was one of us? He said, no, uh-uh. You asked me for that before. I'm still trying to figure out how to get you what you just asked me for. What if God was one of us? How will we walk around this world? How will we see things? But like I said before, I thank God that he's not. I thank God that he's God. I thank God that in my other scripture, which I was telling you that I will read to you, I'm going to turn to it. So if you would love to, turn with me to Numbers 23 and 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And I thank God for that, because God has spoken some things to my mother about her children. God has spoken some things to my mother about, if you stay faithful, I'll bless your children's children's children. And when God told my mother that, and my mother decided that day that she made that decision, she was going to stay faithful. I can say this, as growing up as a child, I never saw my mother or had to pick her up or heard about her or had to go see her or find her in a nightclub. I can say that. I can say all that we knew about our mother was our mother worked and went to church. Yeah. We used to get tired as kids because we didn't know no better, because we wanted to do like the other kids, but our mother always taught us, you're not like other kids. You're not like them. You can't do what other kids do. Even if the other kids steal out the store and get away with it, you can't do it. But, oh, we got to try. And I don't care. Every time I try to pick up that Nestle Crunch or that bag of corn chips, I got sinked. Not soft, sinked. It'd be like, put it back. I'm going to go tell your mama. I realized at a young age I couldn't do like other people, because not only did I learned that I was walking by faith and not by sight, my mother walked by faith and not by sight. Her faith believed that God was going to protect her children when they were out from among her. She didn't have to see them. That she knew what we did before we even done it, because God had gave her that ability to see. We used to talk about the seers. We used to talk about the women and God, they used to moan in the spirit and moan before God. I can honestly say that me and my sisters, we grew up hearing our mom moan, hearing our mom pray, hearing our mom call out the name of Jesus. And when I tell you, when she called out the name of Jesus, we knew not to walk. We knew to just reverence the spirit that she had brought in. We knew not to disturb her. We knew not to talk loud or act loud. We knew not to even turn the TV up loud if we were looking at it. We knew that when our mom was in the presence of God, that we had to respect and honor that. It didn't take a lot of faith. That took common sense, because our mom taught us we walk by faith and not by sight. No matter what other people do, you must believe that your faith that's in you, if you don't even want it to operate, or you try not to let it operate, or you don't want people to see it operate, you still know that your faith in you are not going to allow you to do crazy stuff. I'm saying that way to say it like this. When we were younger and we went out and we would play, you know, like you know, you'd be playing with your friends, you would play like you're drunk or play like you're crazy, or you just play like you know, was a Wonder Woman. But one thing we never played was we never played church. We didn't even allow people around us to play church. We didn't play like we had the Holy Ghost. We didn't play like we had to fall out, because we knew that our friends didn't believe the way we believed. We knew our friends didn't believe how we believed. So we knew not to play with those things, because our mom taught us that you don't play with God's word. You don't play with God's way. You don't play with the name of God. You don't even play with the name of Jesus. You don't even play with the Holy Spirit. She taught us that we could do or say whatever we want, but we would not play with or call the three trinities out of their name. We would not call on them any kind of way. We would not call on them in any form or fashion except the right one. We didn't want to be like Aaron's son, throwing up false. You know, how did they say? They had to go and burn incense, and they would burn different things on the altar as a sacrifice to God. We couldn't give God any type of sacrifice, and we wasn't crazy enough to even try it, because even back then, not even knowing what it was, we walked by faith and not by sight, because our faith told us, don't play with this. Even though we couldn't see it, we knew that God's hand was on us. We knew that God had put a hedge of protection around us. And if anything happened to us, because we did not want to be under that protection, we wanted to get from around it. When we stayed focused on God's word and we stayed focused on God's way, this is before we even wanted to be saved, we still didn't play with God's word. We didn't throw our Bibles on the floor. We didn't throw them in the corner. We didn't even slam them down on the desk. We took care of the word of God. When we went to church, even if we didn't want to be there, we knew we better act like we wanted to be there. We knew we would better not say no crazy mess like, I don't like this, but we better not say nothing. But yes, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. We were taught that the word of God is power, that the word of God is life. We were taught to not just honor God, but to reverence God. We were taught at a young age, my mom used to tell us the story of children making fun of the prophet, calling him bald head and talking about him and talking crazy. And she told us how the she-bear came out of the forest and ate him up. And that scared me so bad, I never wanted God to send nothing out of nowhere to eat me up. I don't care bad as I may have acted, bad as I may have talked, or bad as I may have seemed like I walked, I knew one thing, I was always scared of God. That's truly walking by faith and not by sight, because I didn't want something to come up behind me, push me down, or slap me upside my head and say, oh, you want to play with me, huh? I was too scared to take those chances to play with God. So if I was like that then, you know how I'm the same way now. Don't play with God around me. Don't play with God in front of me. Don't go to ask me questions and silly things about God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, because I'm going to say a couple of words to you, and it's going to be, read the book. If you don't know what it is, read the Bible for yourself. So when you find something in there that I didn't say, or you found something there that I did say it wasn't right, we could talk about it together. But if it's not about the Holy Bible, don't bring to me any other beliefs. Don't bring to me any other sayings, because I'm going to receive them not. I'm only going to receive what it says from Genesis to Revelation. Don't tell me that what was put in and what was left out and nobody but a man wrote it, because whatever book you want to bring, ain't nobody but a man wrote it to. So don't bring no mess to me, because I walk by faith and not by sight. And I don't think anybody can show me or prove to me any other thing. Because each time I've gotten sick, each time a loved one or a family member got sick, I know one thing. When we first realized that we needed help, we didn't call on 911 or 1-800 prayer line. We called on the name of Jesus. We called on our Lord strong and mighty. We called on our Lord mighty in battle. We called on our Lord that can heal us, deliver us, and bring us through and bring us out. And we would even have the nerve to say, like the Bible say, and God, if you don't, I know you're able. We believe God that much because one thing I do know, there's a lot of saints leaving this world right now. And you hear a lot of the saints that's of those of us that's here, we're constantly saying the Lord is coming back soon. We know the Lord is coming back soon because of what we're seeing on social media, what we're seeing on TV, what we're reading in the papers and what we're hearing on the radio and what we're just witnessing. God is taking his people out of here. And all I'm saying to the listeners and for those that will hear this in the archive ages, for those that will hear later on, you better know that you know that you know that you're serving the right God. You better know that you know that you know that you better be walking by faith and not by sight, because I don't care what nobody say. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is King of King and Lord of Lords. I don't care what somebody present to you or bring to you. You better know God for yourself. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to let somebody know that I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord with everything that's in me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. A lot of times we think that when we get saved, we need to dot every I and cross every T. That comes in time. It comes in seasons. The words speak of season in your life. And he didn't say get stuck in a season. He said it's seasons. It's just like the weather. In Chicago, we have fall, we have winter, we have spring, we have summer, and then it starts over again. Each season brings a new level in your life, and each level brings a new awareness of where you are in God and where you need to be in God. Don't ever think you're so great and so high and so powerful that you've arrived, because you haven't. There's none perfect in this world. The only thing perfect in this world is God. The only thing perfect in this world should be your will to please and to serve God. When you get to a point that you say, well, I don't see him and I can't believe him because I don't see him, so therefore I don't believe in it. The only a fool says in his heart, there's no God. I love the Lord. I may not see the Lord, but I know his voice when I hear it. I know the Lord that when I call on God, I know that I'm expecting. You hear me? I'm expecting something to change. When I've got sick and I've called on God, I saw, I felt, and I knew that there was a God, because things began to change. When my doctor was telling me I was most likely not be able to work again, I said, okay, I heard what he said, but I just said, oh, okay, you believe it? All right. Well, I'm just going to trust God. That's all I started telling my doctor that I have now from 2012. I'm going to trust God. And when my doctor sees me, he always smiles because he always say, you have really made me a believer that things will change, because I don't have to really explain to people that don't know, but for those that do know, they know that there is a God. I know in my life, there is a God that I believe. In my life, there is a God that I apply to my life, because when you go before God and you talk to God, and then you be patient and you listen and you wait on God to talk to you, then you get instructions from God. And that's when you know that your faith that's down in you will believe God, believe in God, and know that there's none like God. That's when you can apply Psalm 24 to your life. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, Shelah. And when you start applying God's word to your life, you then know that you are walking by faith and not by sight. I thank God for every day. I thank God for every year that I have been alive. I thank God for everything he has done for me. I even thank God for what we may call setbacks, what we may call delays. Pastor Troy say delayed don't mean denied. I thank God for even the losses as far as material things. I thank God for the things that God knew that I wanted, but he took away from me. Or should I say people or a person that I wanted, and God said no, because everything and everybody ain't good for you. You know how we say some things ain't good for your health? Because if you keep holding on to what you're trying to have, you're going to miss the blessing that God has for you. I thank God for everything that he took away and out of my life, and for everything and everybody that he has put in my life of today. I thank God for a man that loves me, even with every pound that's on me. Because when he met me, I wasn't this heavy, but he still loves me through the weight. I thank God for a man that says, he gave me a birthday card that said I was 21 and I have a role, I've arrived. I said, I thank you that you still see me as 21, like I did then. I thank God for a son that's, how would I say it, obedient, humble, that listens to his mom, listens to his dad. He's not a problem. I thank God for a child that's a blessing, because I remember when I had him, before I gave him a name, I said, God, I'm going to do like that little cartoon said when he presented the lion back to the jungle. I said, God, I'm going to do like they did in Roots. I said, God, I'm going to present him back to you. For you gave me this child, they said, that I would not be able to have because of a scarlet fever being younger. God, I just thank you for everything. For everything. I thank you for the parents I had. I thank you for the upbringing that I had. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my brothers. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my bloodline. Because if I had been born anywhere else, I don't believe I would be who I am. And what I mean by anywhere else, I'm talking about with any other family. God, I thank you for the Seabury and the Kaiser bloodline. I thank you, oh Lord. I thank God for all that he has done for me. So we're going to pray right now, and then we're going to ask Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser to open the line. For God, I thank you for this evening, oh Lord. I thank you for everything that you have guided me and led me to say, oh God. I thank you for each and every listener that's on the line, oh Lord. I thank you for everyone that has a prayer up before you, God, for if it's deliverance, if it's healing, if it's a breakthrough, if it's a miracle, God. I'm just asking you to answer their prayers, oh Lord. I'm asking you to touch each and every listener, their families, their job, their household, their vehicles, their finances, anything and everything that they need, God. I just ask you to touch it, God, concerning them. God, I ask you to cover my sisters. Give them their heart's desire, God, for you know what lies in their heart. You know what their secret requests are, God. Well, I ask you to just cover them one by one, prayer by prayer. God, I ask you to cover each and every one of my family members, each and every member of the Thomas family, oh God. I'm asking you to cover them, oh Lord. I'm asking you to cover them right now. Touch their hearts. Let them know that you're still God and you're still there. You're still covering them, oh God. I'm asking you to touch Joy children, oh God. Keep them covered, God. I ask you to just keep them built up. Keep them confident, oh Lord. Keep them grounded in you, oh God. Keep a pull on their heart, oh God. Keep a pull on their spirit, oh God. Don't let them give up. Don't let them give in. Don't let them forget who you are. What was put down on the inside of them. Because your words say, if you train up a child in the way that he should go, that when they get old, they will not depart from it, God. We're asking you, God, to keep that down inside them. Grind and ground that spirit down inside them that said, Lord, I won't let go of your unchanging hands. God, I ask you to go to Toledo, Ohio, and touch my Aunt Frolly, God, that you have no respect to person, God, that you may do for her that you did for Apostle-elect, no matter what the doctor says, God. Touch her to let her know you have the last word. You have the last say-so. You are king over all. You are the God over all. God, we just ask you to just cover us. While we sleep, God, we ask you to just breathe on us that we will wake up healed. We will wake up delivered. We will wake up set free. God, we just ask you to just pull it on our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit concerning your word. God, we just ask you to do these things. For God, we know that you are God. Lord, teach us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Teach us how to want to apply your word to us, God. Teach us how to ask you to be our Savior. Teach us how to ask you to guide us. Teach us and pull us in your ways, in your likeness, in your honor, in your glory, and your grace, God. Teach us how to recognize that you are not a man that you should lie. Teach us how to recognize you as the King of glory. God, teach us how to be a real saint. God, teach us how to be the saint that you need us to be in this day and time. Teach us even how to shut up when needs to be shut up. Teach us how to pour out what we need to pour out, God. Teach us how to receive. Teach us how to give. Teach us how to love one another, God. Teach me how to love my family on purpose. Teach me how to love them for real, God. Give me patience in my spirit with everything and everybody that I don't think is right, God. Take that even up out of me, God. Teach me how to love like you love. Teach me, oh Lord. Teach me how to have patience with people like you have patience with me, oh God. God, teach me how to want. Teach me how to want. Teach me how to want to love your people. Teach me how to see people as souls and not as people. for God, all I didn't ask for, God, blame it to my head, not my heart. Cover America, God, you know what we need. Teach us how to come back to you, oh Lord, to lay before you. Because we are your people who are called by your name, God. Teach us how to turn from our wicked ways. Teach us how to call on you day and night. For God, I love you all the day. I wait on you. God, I thank you right now. Amen. Apostle Elect, are the lines open that anyone that may want to share on tonight can share? So I'm assuming that the lines are open. If anyone would like to say something, they may say it at this time. So I'm assuming, I don't know. If anyone don't have anything to say,
I just wanted to say thank you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now.
Okay. Just want to say thank you for reminding us to stay in this proper posture and position of thanksgiving and remembering to stay on point and posture for God and what he's given us to do. And of all things, just being grateful and remembering God's word and to stand on his word and to teach his word. And be relatable to his word and know that his word cannot return unto him void. Not what we say, but his word can't. So it's important, as you were sharing with us tonight, you talk to us about the word of God because that's what God backs up is his word. So thank you.
Amen. Apostle Elect, you are so welcome. Thank you for your comment. I thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good evening again. I just want to say thank you for the words and messages and to help us all. Thank you for helping us all to let us know that your faith in God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, can enter you into a more beautiful, safe, loving life that God can handle and control all your surroundings. I just want to say thank you and thank you for the words.
Thank you so much, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Is there anyone else that has anything to say on tonight? Okay, well, we want to just thank you all again for tuning in this Monday night. We're here every Monday with the Word of God, bringing it to his people that you may hear something that would pierce your spirit or your soul. You may hear something that will be confirmation from the Lord. We want to just say thank you again. We're here next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the fourth Monday of the month of October. Yes, the month is almost over. And our speaker for that night will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. As of right now, that's what our program will be leading up to. So pray for the man of God while we're waiting on him to show up and show out on that fourth Monday. On Sunday, I'm sorry, go back. Let me go back a little bit. On Fridays, we're here on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live with Let's Talk with myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We will be having Facebook Live. It is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget to follow our postings concerning the ministry. On Sunday mornings, we have Apostle Elect, yay, with Apostle, I'm sorry, Minister Sheila Kaiser, yay, with Minister Brandon Kaiser, yay,
Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk through Smile 3. They will be bringing forth the word on Sunday morning. So please tune in while you're getting ready for church, getting ready to go give God the praise. The woman of God brings forth the word of God. So with that being said, don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But before I leave, I believe it may be someone on the line tonight that wants and need prayer. If you are, please speak up now before we end the service so that God can answer your prayer, so that you can put your prayer up before God in your request. If not, we're going to go on and end the program. Is there anyone that would love to speak up tonight as of yet? Okay, well, we just thank you all for joining in on tonight. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And as we always say, trust God. Hashtag trust God. Amen. Amen. So good night, everybody.